Welcome to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell and sponsored by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll talk interior design, fashion, cooking, outdoor living, and so much more. Now, let's bring on the host. Here's Leslie Lovell.
Walking through your door. Home is where you put your feet up, kick your shoes off on the floor. Home is where you pull the shades as the sun sets in the west. Let's toast the life we're living and the place we love the best. Here's to home. Sweet home, nothing better than home sweet.
Well, hello and good morning and welcome to the Home Sweet Home Show. I'm Leslie Lovell, your host, and I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Linda Piana.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning,
Linda.
Leslie.
And that beautiful song was written by Linda and sung by Linda. Linda did everything with that song. And we tried to play a little bit to show you what a pretty song it is. Glad everybody's here today. We have some guests in the studio listening today. We have Chuck, we have Marilyn, and we have Chris. And we're real happy to have them here as our guests, clients and friends, and people who just wanted to take a listen to our show. We were going to have the Atomic Testing Museum people on today, but I think they have been moved up a couple of weeks. In fact, next week we have Mercedes Warwick, who used to be an exec for Ethel M. Chocolates, and she's going to talk about her business, her new business, so we'll leave that as a surprise. And then the following Wednesday, we have Mark Hutchinson, who's running for State Senate, Republican, and Kendall Tenney was nice enough to arrange that interview for us, so he'll be coming on the show. And in 2 weeks, you can call in and ask questions to Mark about, you know, some of his views and platforms, and that'll be a really nice show, I hope.
And you can call in and next week for Mercedes.
Yes, and you can call in next week to ask Mercedes questions. She's a lovely girl, and I was just talking about her a couple of weeks ago, that she started her own motivational speaking business, and she's quite successful at it, and has written books and has tapes out there, so she's a real nice gal to get to know, and she does a lot of networking, which is good for business. Yesterday was quite a day, everybody. We had some torrential rain. I know some of you got caught in that flooding, and it's really scary when it comes down that hard and has nowhere to go. And I know Marilyn and Chris were saying that they're supposed to be doing, you know, some major work on getting some of that flooding under control. But I'll tell you what, those streets filled up so fast. I mean, I've been here 37 years, so I've seen a lot of it, but unbelievable flooding. And I got a little scared because some of the side streets, in fact, near Chuck's house on Grand Canyon, it was like a river over there. And like all this debris started coming in as I was leaving your neighbor's house yesterday, Chuck. It was pretty bad. So, yeah. So I couldn't wait to get home and get out of it because I don't like driving in that. And if you don't have to drive in that weather, don't. You know, if it's a doctor's appointment and you don't really think it's a good idea to drive there or something, call the doctor's office and say, look, you know, I'm afraid to drive in this stuff.
Mm-hmm. There were a couple of fatalities last time we had a torrential rain.
I know.
And I did notice, I stayed home, absolutely.
Did you?
But I noticed that at the end of my street, there was a policeman telling kids, get off the street, get in the house.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's smart, really. So I want to tell you something that we should have been doing when we first started the show, but now we've got it down pat because I've got a good IT guy. And we have a Facebook page for Home Sweet Home. And if you go to Facebook.com/HomeSweetHomeRadio.com, you're going to see what we're talking about today, some of the things we're talking about. So there's some photos on there of great rooms and a recipe and all that good stuff. So you can follow us on Facebook, which is great while you're listening to us on the radio or listening to us on your computer. You know, we don't have the the advantage of visual because we're not on television, but with Facebook and YouTube, which we hope to be on soon, you'll get a visual of us doing the show and seeing some of the things we're talking about all the time.
Beautiful photos.
Aren't they beautiful, Linda? So, Linda, what anything happening in the music world we should know about in the last few days or anything exciting?
Well, they started Wicked.
Yes,
Wicked is at the Smith Center. Did you get to see it yet?
Yeah.
I'm going to see it on the 15th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard some great things about it. It's just it's a takeoff of Wizard of Oz. But when I go and actually see it, I'll give you a little report. But I've heard that the music is fabulous. All the songs are original. They're all new.
Wow.
And it's about the good witch and the bad witch.
Oh, so the Wicked Witch of the West was the bad witch, right?
Yeah.
And the Wicked Witch of the East was the
Babula,
good witch?
Or I can't remember what her name is, something
no,
like that.
Know.
And then Glinda, the good witch.
Oh, Glinda the
And then
good
there's
witch.
The Wizard of Oz there, too.
Yeah, that's
What's
really
the
cool.
bad witch's name?
I don't know. Sue's going to look it up for us.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she was scary when we were little kids. I don't know if you guys were looking at the TV when you were kids, but when I saw that the first time, I cried. I was like, took Toto, the dog? How dare she? I mean, that was horrible. Anyway, so that sounds good. My sister did go to see it. She said it was great.
What did she like the songs?
She loved everything.
Uh-huh.
They had such a good time. So it's fun that we have the Smith Center.
Oh,
it's time.
Yeah.
You know, it's really time for us to. I did tell the audience too back when I had gone to see the Il Divo concert,
yes,
not
yes.
to be mixed up with Il Volo, mm-hmm. Il Divo concert as a birthday gift from my sweetie and. My cousin and I went, and I got to tell you what a fabulous concert that was. Those guys, they're operatic, pop opera, you know, different than Bocelli. You know, I love Bocelli, mm-hmm. but different, you know, like really hip and just way cool.
And the harmony.
The harmony was to die for. I mean, it was just absolutely beautiful. If you get to see an advertising for Il Divo, please go see it if you can. Because you will be amazed at how beautiful it is.
Mm-hmm.
And those young kids from Italy, Il Volo, there's only three of them. I think they're in their early 20s, but they do something similar to Il Divo. And these kids, oh my God, you'd think they were 45 years old the way they sing.
Oh.
All the Italian love
beautiful.
Songs. And who's the wicked? Oh, we got some info from our sound engineer.
Thank you, Sue. Based on a book by Gregory Maguire.
Okay.
Glinda is the good witch of the north, and Elphaba is the wicked witch of the west.
Who would know that?
Elphaba.
I never heard that in all the years I've been
watching. Their songs are wonderful.
Really?
It's very modern. Yeah, very
is
modern.
It?
So, yeah, everybody's going to like it. And I'll tell you what I really loved about being at the Smith Center. The main show is huge.
The showroom, you mean?
The showroom is absolutely huge.
Okay, yeah.
And I was thinking before I went to the Smith Center,
we need to get our board back to her. Yeah, she needs that.
Oh, sorry.
Before you went to the Smith Center?
I was wondering if we actually needed it, if it was going to be utilized like they hoped it would. But when the couple of times I've been there, I have met so many people from out of town, and I just have a really good feeling about it now. And
yeah.
There's the main showroom, and then there's the jazz cabaret room.
Oh no!
It's smaller.
Nice.
It's still big,
right.
But anyway, they're wonderful venues.
I think you can still take tours of the Smith Center. I think
Probably.
If you call over there or you look up online, if you haven't gone to see it, I haven't. I know my dad took a tour. I think you can call and set an mm-hmm. appointment to make a tour with a tour group. I don't know how many of you have been to Radio City Music Hall in New York.
Yeah.
Any hands? Yeah? New York. Okay. Radio City Music Hall is amazing. We got a note here. What is the note, sir?
Oh, somebody
okay,
in the parking
Texas
lot.
Plates. Somebody with Texas plates about to get towed. Who's got Texas plates? Okay. Nobody? That's none of us. Yahoo.
Yeehaw.
Anyway, yeehaw, yeehaw. But anyway, Radio City Music Hall is an amazing place. And if you haven't been there, if you get to New York anytime in the next year or two, you should really make a reservation to go see a show there. The Rockettes perform at every show. And when we were little kids, my parents took us almost every time they changed the show to see the Rockettes, because you've seen them on the Macy's Parade, and mm-hmm. you know how beautiful
and
they
what
are.
What tremendous history is there.
Oh, my Wonderful. Gosh. And the interior design there at Radio City Music Hall is really Art Deco in its truest sense. It's absolutely beautiful. And this is something my friend Marilyn would love, because she's a lover of that look, I think. But the look is just amazing. The colors. In fact, one of the big wallpaper companies, Schumacher, did a collection years ago called Radio City Music Hall. And I did use it for quite a few of my clients, and it was stunning. It was a whole wallpaper book with fabrics to match, and it's very modern, actually, but from the 30s modern. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that era kind of brought up to date. And I don't know if they have any of those patterns available, but if you Google Schumacher and look for Radio City Music Hall collection, they might still have some things.
Were they gray colors?
No, they were reds and greens, and just some absolutely beautiful. I have the patterns in my mind, because I actually did one room in my house years ago in the 80s with it, so I'm dating myself, but you know, that it was a beautiful collection, absolutely gorgeous. Anyway, so Linda, I found this recipe last week in Traditional Home Magazine, and I you know how we both love to cook, and this recipe looks so interesting, and I was kind of sick of making things the same old way, but it's it's steak fillets with whiskey butter. And instead of using, it's on our Facebook page, so you can look at the recipe. But instead of using regular whiskey, I use that honey Seagram's instead of the regular. You know, it burns off. The alcohol burns off anyway. But the flavor of the whiskey is still there. So if you go to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/homesweethomeradio.com, you're going to see that recipe. And I'll tell you what, it was to die for. The flavor was so darn good.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's just different, you know, because I usually just buy those real thin what do they call those, the real thin fillets, and they're real thin. It's the best. Not tri-tip, help me here. Ribeye.
Oh, I love ribeye. Yeah. any width.
Well, it's usually so tender. Uh-huh. You know, I used to put my nose up to those years ago and go, ribeye, ew, get a sirloin, get a New York. Well, guess what? Mm-hmm. I changed my mind, and now they buy those super thin ones, because I can't eat a half a cow when I'm eating. You know? But I get, I just grill, I'll either grill mushrooms, you know, with butter and white wine like the French do it, or I'll grill onions and put them on the side. And I tell you what,
Wonderful.
They are so delicious.
Now, you used Seagram's honey whiskey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's good stuff, girl. And just don't hit it without burning it off, because that stuff will knock you for a loop.
Okay.
I mean, one little shot of that, your history, I'm telling you. Well, Seth got me, my boyfriend got me into that. You know, he said, just don't, if you're going to have a shot of that, which I never do, I don't know where he got that from, why don't you get the one with the honey in it? I'm saying, okay, I'll get it for you. You can taste it. Well, I went, oh my God. I think I grew like 3 new hairs on my chest when I, it was really scary.
Well, you can get a shot of anything and just sip it over a long period
of time. You can't, like, do that.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why people do that.
You know what my family does? They get the limoncello.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminds me of your shirt color, the bottle. They buy that limoncello that I think it ferments for like 20,000 years in Italy or something. I don't know. If you take a shot of that, oh, my God. Gosh,
oh, my gosh.
That is some nasty stuff. And, you know, it tastes great if you love lemon, but it's so powerful. That one little, and you see these Italians always having a good time. Now I know why there's siesta in the afternoon. They can't get back to work unless they sober up.
Oh, my gosh.
It's terrible. Well, you want to take a little break and we'll come back with some fun stuff? We got it like 15, 16 minutes into it. All right, so take us out to break, and we'll come back in a few minutes. You're listening to Leslie and Linda, Home Sweet Home Radio, KLAV, 1230 AM on your dial. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Leslie Lovell has been designing homes here in Las Vegas for many years. Leslie can design any style, from cowboy to contemporary. She has the vision to walk into a room and see it completed immediately as an artist looks at a blank canvas and instinctively knows the results. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 Town Center Interior Design for a complimentary interior design consultation. That's Town Center Interior Design at 702-242-2395.
If you're a beginning student, or if you're coming back to the piano to brush up on your skills, Linda Piana is the professional piano coach for you. If you want to play by ear or read music, whether you're a child, teen, or adult, Linda Piana will show you how to teach yourself to play.
Hi, I'm Linda Piana. I'd love to teach you the art of playing piano. All you need is a desire to play and time to practice your art. Please call me at 702-370-2377.
Learn the art of playing piano. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. You're listening to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell and brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Home Sweet Home continues. Here again, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back at Home Sweet Home with Leslie Lovell and Linda Piana, and we are going to talk a little bit about prints in clothing this year, because we do hit on some fashion, and we're just going to hit a little bit on prints in clothing today that came out of Allure magazine 2012, and Linda's going to give a little short report on that. Go ahead, Linda.
Okay. Well, they're using beautiful prints on denim now, and so that's our newest fall specialty that we can go out and find and be.
It's probably going to be all over the place now that they've announced
it. I think they're
beautiful.
There's a pair here that looks like lace on mm-hmm. white, black lace on white. There's something very colorful with a lot of flowers. A leopard skin one, of course, by Guess.
Of course.
Guess Jeans. And they're very beautiful. They're very charming. And they're very sexy with high heels. I just love the new fabrics.
Sexy, sexy, sexy is good.
And the title of the article is Prince Charming.
Nice, huh? I love printed skirts. I just bought a couple of florals that are really pretty.
Did you?
Yeah, they were so inexpensive. You
good.
Know who's got the best prices on skirts, like under $20 each, which is ridiculous, is Sears. I'm sorry. I never used to shop there. They have a line called Joe Boxer. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, yes.
Joe Boxer. And they have, like, I love these little stretchy skirts because they're so
cute.
Comfortable. I got, like, one for, like, 15 and one for 16.
Good.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's so inexpensive, and they look great. No one knows what you paid for something unless you tell them on radio and reach 2 million people. But other than that, it's a secret. Go ahead.
Were there a lot of floral prints out already?
There were.
Good. On the good.
Yeah,
good.
Really cute. Oh, Joe Boxer's based on Snoopy? How cool is that?
What?
She said Joe Boxer is based on Snoopy. The Snoopy, the cartoon character?
Sweet.
Oh, well, look at that.
We love Snoopy.
Yeah, we did. We learned something today. Okay. That's a good thing. Anyway, so that's the thing. Fashion this year is going to be prints. So look for printed. I like printed jackets with solid pants for girls.
Right. Or the opposite now. Look. You could have. If you have prints on your jeans, then just wear a plain top.
Right.
It.
And that's kind of ageless. Any person could wear that. It doesn't have to be a young person or an older person, right? It could be anybody.
Mm-hmm. And you can get all these wonderful prints anywhere from Sears all the way up to, Macy's and Neiman Marcus.
Yeah, that's
all different prices.
I know. I can't go in Neiman Marcus, though, because it upsets me. It's just too expensive. I look at stuff, I go, no! They can't possibly be asking that price for a blouse. I mean, I used to go in and just tease myself, and now I can't do that anymore, because now I just go, I could never spend $250 on a blouse and feel good about that.
Mm-hmm.
Not only don't I want to spend it or have it to spend, but the point is that how many times am I going to wear that blouse that I really would get that value from a piece of clothing?
You can go in Neiman Marcus and look to see what you really like and what is out for fall or out for whatever the season is.
Right.
And then you can go shop elsewhere.
Right.
find something similar.
You know, yes, that's true. I wanted to talk a little bit about men's clothing today because we don't talk a whole lot about that. But, you know, I don't know how many men out there, I know we have a lot of male listeners all over the place, but how many men out there may use layered looks when they dress? You know, like they put a t-shirt and then a v-neck sweater when it gets cooler and then a jacket. I mean, I don't think a lot of men aren't daring enough to do that. Some are, and mm-hmm. I really, that's great. And maybe wear some kooky socks, you know, with loafers, with slip-ons. Okay. kooky socks with loafers are kind of fun. You know, I remember how Donny Osmond got famous for the purple socks? Uh-huh. Everywhere he went, he wore purple socks.
Oh, that's funny.
I think that's kind of cool when men, like, have a signature, like maybe an Argyle sock or a polka dot sock or something that is cool so when they cross their legs, you see just something to talk about and something interesting, because men's clothing can tend to be very subdued.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that men are afraid that if they wear a bright color or a color that's not typical for them, it looks feminine. Now, as a designer, I would never say that. I would say, just don't wear, like, you know, low-cut stuff and like women do. I mean, that looks goofy. But, you know, if you wear, like, a soft pink shirt with a gray suit.
I'll tell you.
It looks
it's
beautiful.
A knockout. Women love it.
Yeah, women do love men in color. And, you know, what I think men don't understand is that we have to look at them every day. And when they don't... you know what I mean? I mean, they want to look at us and see us looking beautiful. Let's face it, right? Men want to look at pretty women. Pretty shoes, pretty hair, pretty outfits, nice makeup. It goes both ways.
It goes both ways.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you see them on the strip and they look like they just rolled out of bed and, you know, it's a little scary to me. And their wives or girlfriends look gorgeous. Some of them have these beautiful outfits on.
I see that all the time.
The t-shirt and jeans and he looks, and I go, something's wrong with this picture.
I know. Well, I'll tell you a really quick story. Last time we had the proprietor of the bungalow on.
Oh, yeah. Maytel Bronstein.
Maytel.
Yeah.
She started talking about fashion, and then we got on the subject of men, something similar to
why don't
men dress up. And my friend Joe was listening to the show, and he didn't call in, but he told me afterwards that he said, you know, I hadn't really thought of it that way before, that women are so well-dressed and the guys are just so casual.
Exactly.
He goes, will you look at my blue jeans and tell me if these are... So he tried on all of his blue jeans. I told him which ones looked best. And
then you did?
Yes. And then he tried on all of his jackets, which looked good. Which jackets look good with blue jeans? It was marvelous. And he actually listened to me and started, you know, he travels a lot. That's what he packed to wear. And the only thing he didn't do, he was against wearing a t-shirt with a jacket over it.
Oh, I like that.
Which I think
look.
It's very sexy.
I like that look.
But he didn't go that far.
Yeah.
But he found that the right cut of jeans makes
it really does.
Makes anybody's body look good.
It does.
Just the right shape.
I agree.
And he had some great old style jackets that looked perfect.
Did he?
Yeah.
I like men in straight leg jeans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
mm-hmm.
like I don't even like a flare in women in jeans.
No,
I don't know what it is
either.
About that, but I just don't like that look. And I like boots with jeans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like men to put them over a boot. I think they look so good.
I do too.
I mean, they're so really, really handsome. And then a t-shirt, you know, like with a jewel neckline and then a great like ultra suede jacket or a tweed jacket. You can almost go anywhere
Beautiful.
With that look. I mean,
it's,
really.
It's timeless.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And for Vegas, here's the thing about Vegas too, being a resident here for so many years. You know, in other areas of the country, we kind of dress up. You know, we like in New York and Chicago, because the weather is ridiculously different. But I'm just saying that the Vegas look is more casual, and it kind of lends toward a California beachy
yes.
kind of feel, almost semi-surfer mm-hmm. kind of look, you know, with the shorts and the t-shirts and the shoes without socks and that Don Johnson thing that he introduced
mm-hmm.
from Miami Vice years ago, remember? No socks, and
no
then
socks.
Everybody was wearing no socks. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. that look, that surfer look, I think has kind of spilled over into Nevada because we think we're close to the beach. We really think we're shoreline property because if the big one comes,
one
California
day.
Will be a different country. And then
yeah, a different continent.
I know. So we really think we're, you know, beachfront property, and it's going to be worth a fortune someday.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows, who right? Knows?
But I know what you mean about yeah. that. And I do it too. I wear sandals and
me too.
Flip-flops,
I hardly ever
you know,
have shoes on.
Because they're comfortable, but it really makes you... It gives you an attitude when you walk in them, like,
yes.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's like Who that cares? Nonchalant, like, yeah. hey, I'm in my sandals. If you
I'm
don't
cash.
Like it, too bad.
Right,
you know,
right,
it's,
exactly.
It's kind of like that attitude, but I think we all have it here in Nevada. And when we see people, like, really dress up, we go, wow.
I know.
Where's she going, or where's he going? You know, we're kind of impressed by that, because we don't do it that often. Even in offices, like bankers, and rarely do you see somebody in a three-piece suit or, you know, it's unusual. They'll have a shirt and tie on, maybe short-sleeve shirt, because so much of the weather is hot. But men can take a lesson from that. Oh, yeah, that's a good look. How to shop at an outlet. Yeah, we have an article, too, about how to shop in an outlet. I don't know if we'll do that one today, but outlet shopping is still a big thing. In Vegas, we have two outlet shops, don't we? Outlet stores?
At least.
The Bell's Factory. And then, oh, there's four. In Vegas, there's mm-hmm. four? No kidding.
There's one right at the freeway on Charleston.
Yeah, that's the one by the World Market,
mm-hmm.
right? And then there's the one on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Right.
Used to be the Bells. And
one in Prim.
One in Prim. Oh, that's true. In Nevada.
There is,
right.
There's another one.
There, is there? Because
mm-hmm.
they seem to be pretty popular. You know, when we go down to California, I try to stop at that one in Barstow just to walk around and stretch my legs. That's a pretty nice
mm-hmm.
outlet mall.
The Tangier.
Yeah, but there's a nice Calvin Klein store there that has great prices for men and women,
right.
which is way cool. But I think, you know, I don't know if people are really into outlet shopping or they're not. I mean, it's hard to tell.
Seems like a lot of out-of-towners
are. Out-of-towners are.
Mm-hmm.
They have those buses that
it
stop.
It exhausts me. It exhausts
me. It does?
Me.
It's
yeah.
so much shopping, isn't it?
It's just too much to look at.
I know. It is a lot of shopping. It's crazy. And most people don't like to shop that long. I mean, an hour or two is about our limit, you know, and then I've got to go eat something and get the heck out of Dodge. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's just too
me
much
too,
shopping.
Me too, but some of our friends come in from town, they'll spend 6 hours. Easy.
I know, it's crazy. You know, some of those outlet malls in like New York and New Jersey, they are really popular. I mean, that's all people talk about back there. I don't know if they ever go to a department store. I mean, they constantly talk about outlet shopping.
Right.
It's a big thing back
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it
think
is.
More than it is here.
Have you ever been to the Pottery Barn Outlet? There's one in California. I haven't. How is it? Is
nice.
It fabulous?
It's nice. It's nice. Yeah. I finally went to IKEA. After
right.
all these years
right.
of doing business as a designer, well, you know, it's a different kind of thing than what I usually buy. But I was amazed at the size of that store, the one in Costa Mesa, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been in that one, Chuck, in Costa Mesa?
It's either Costa Mesa or...
Well, there's
one there.
Okay, the one I went to is, I think, Costa Mesa.
Near Huntington Beach?
Yeah, I think so. My goodness, I have... never seen a store like that in my life. I mean, it was so huge. You could roller skate through there and never find the end of it. I mean, there was just rows and rows and rows. I was like, oh my goodness, how could you? You would get crazy in there. It was so huge. And then they had food and they had kids running around. And I was like, an hour of that, I was like, get me out. I couldn't take any more. Even if you love to shop, that's kind of a little tough. When we come back, I want to talk about this man. His name is Ron Saich, and he started a business that is very, very exciting. He's actually in Fortune magazine. I started to read this magazine because my boyfriend's in the financial world, so I just started reading it. And this is the August 13th, 2012 edition. And this guy is pretty cool, and he started a big business in the world here, a bakery company called Panera Bread, which I think you're all familiar with. And it tells you a little bit about how he got started, but he's got some really good tips for people in business, which I happen to find extremely interesting because I've been a small business person since I started here in Las Vegas
mm-hmm.
and kind of, you know, flying out there without a net. Honestly, I'm self-taught a lot of it, even though I went to school to, you know, be an interior designer. There's a lot of things out there you don't know when you're doing
right.
business, and it's scary. And
I have a small business, too, and we
yeah.
support small businesses whenever
yes.
we can.
That's right. We're advocates of that on the show. We really think the small business person in our community is really important. And, you know, I think I told you that story. One day I was feeling really sad about business. It was back in the day when the recession was really, really bad. And my cousin Marion was my secretary for many years. And I was kind of down that day. And I think it was in 2009 or 10. I think I knew. When did you guys move here, Marilyn? What year was it?
2009.
Okay, that's the year I met you guys. Well, P.S., we're sitting in my office and I said, you know something? I feel like I want to give up. I just want to give up. I'm working so hard and I just can't see it. The clients aren't coming like they used to because we were spoiled in Las Vegas.
Right.
And I said, who cares if I go out of business? Who will care? And she said, you know, Leslie, that's the most selfish thing I've ever heard you say. And I said, why? And she said, because do you know how many people you put to work every day because of what you do? And I said, no. And I was, you know, acting really goofy. And she said, okay, you have carpenters, you have painters, you have wallpaper hangers, you have carpet layers, tile setters, plumbers, electricians, I mean, advertisers.
I
and I went, oh, you know, it kind of like hit me really hard that I was responsible for putting a lot of people to work.
She's and if so I smart.
She is smart. And I said, you know, she said to me, if you weren't selling your concept and your design, how many people that count on you every year for business would be out of lots of money because you're not paying them anymore? And I said, oh, that's so sad. And it kind of snapped me out of it. But mm-hmm. This guy was a small businessman, and, mm-hmm. and he's got a great story. So we'll take a little break, if that's okay with
of
everybody.
Course.
And we'll see you in a few minutes. And you're listening to KLAV 1230 AM. And you can listen to us KLAV AM 1230 .com on your computer, listen live. So we'll be back in a few minutes, and you're listening to Home Sweet Home. This is Leslie Lovell, host of Home Sweet Home. Listen to our show Wednesday mornings at 11 o'clock Las Vegas time on KLAV Talk Radio. We'll be discussing interior design, fashion, cooking, your health, travel, outdoor living, and current events. We'll be hosting live guests from local Las Vegas businesses and entertainers. It's not just coffee talk.
When Leslie Lovell visits a client for the first time, she's always excited. She looks at the interior of the house as a blank canvas. Envisioning the house completely furnished is second nature for Leslie. She is so relaxed and down-to-earth with her clients that they instantly feel confident that Leslie will guide them through the interior design process with ease. Town Center Interior Design is a full-service interior design firm. Leslie shops with her wholesale furnishing suppliers at the World Market Center in Las Vegas and at the Home Furnishings Market in Los Angeles. She also has an extensive library in her studio and has access to many furnishings that are unusual. Leslie also is well known for her gorgeous window treatments and fabulous kitchen and bath renovation designs. She is degreed and has spent her entire interior design career in Las Vegas. Leslie will inspire you to live in an environment you love. Visit her website at towncenterdesign.com or call for a complimentary appointment at 702-242-2395. Home is where the heart is. And this is Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Okay, so we're back with Home Sweet Home, Leslie Lovell and Linda Piana. And we are talking about Ron Saich, who started the Panera Bread Company. And he had some really good advice for, I guess, entrepreneurs and business owners. And that's kind of what excited me about this article that was written about him. And he said the number one thing is it's okay to think small. The idea that you have this broad strategy is not always right. See opportunities to make a difference. And that will bring down, oh, I hope that's not new things down the road. I don't know where that's coming from, but we're going to let it ring out. I'm quite convinced that Steve Jobs didn't know he would end up with the iPad when he did the iPad. Oh, iPod, I should say. So what they're saying is you know, you really need to think small and not so broad, not so big. Because people always, you know, when they start a new business, they go, yeah, if this one works, I'm going to open 10 other stores or 5 other stores. You know, I saw that happen with a company here. You know that Philadelphia cheesesteak company?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that happen,
too? The quality
too?
Goes down when you do that.
Yeah, right? I mean, I remember them being like one small store, and then all of a sudden they had like 3 or 4 locations, and then all of a sudden they were gone. The 3 or 4 other locations. So that's not a good idea. I mean, if you don't think there's enough, you really have to do your homework for demographics and see if people are going to like that product in that area and if they're going to actually pay that price for whatever the sandwich is, wherever that product is.
Mm-hmm.
Demographics, as you know, as business people, all of you have owned companies, you can't just go helter-skelter and open a shop. People do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They're not prepared. And that's what scares me about business is that they go out there and spend a fortune on a shop and all this money and sign 3 and 5 year leases and really commit. Right, Linda?
Right. And there are restaurants in town who have gone under, that have been here for years and have gone under now because people are not spending what they used to. And when they want to go out, say for happy hour even, or dinner or lunch, they're going to be, I'm always very careful where I go. The food has to be good, it has to be worth it, or why spend the money?
Yes,
and the same when
I
you
agree.
And I go out to lunch,
right?
It has to be a quality, but yeah, a lot of places are folding because of that. They had too many locations.
That's true. And, you know, years ago, I hate to say this, but we went to a, I don't even want to say the name because I don't want to get in trouble, but
mm-hmm.
we went to this really, years ago now, I'm talking probably 2008, 2007, to this really high-end restaurant in a hotel that also has locations in other states. And I was so happy about going. I was like, yeah, we're going to go here and celebrate this particular occasion. And I was so excited. I knew the prices were high, but it was a very big occasion. And I thought, let's blow it. Let's just go and have fun there. I was so disappointed in the food. And I'm not, you know, I'm a good cook, but I'm not a pain in the butt. If a place has good food. It doesn't have to be fabulous, but at least good. And say, wow, it was worth $150 or $200 or whatever you're spending, which is a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be good.
I mean, it's a lot to me. But I was disappointed, and I was sad that I had waited so long to go to this place. It was kind of like I really built it up. You know what I mean? I was like, yeah, we're going to so-and-so, and I'm so excited. And then I came out of there, I was like, ew,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't that great. And it was, people brag on these places, you know, oh, you have to go to this place because it's fabulous. And then you go and you go,
Maybe they're not cooks.
Yeah.
You're a cook, you know.
That's true.
So am I.
Maybe I'm looking at it in a different way, you know, when you go in. But you're right. One of the only things I'll eat out is sushi because I don't make it.
I agree.
Yeah, I can't handle it. In fact, I went for lunch yesterday for sushi. And my cousin says to me, don't eat sushi. It's got bacteria in it. All right, whatever. But I love it so much. And it keeps me thin because there's nothing in it. It's just fish. I mean,
I love ahi tuna that's just seared on the outside. That's a good choice.
You know
choice.
Who used to make that great was remember when Z Tejas was in business?
Yes.
They made the best seared ahi I've ever had. Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone now.
It's gone.
They still have it in the South Coast Plaza. They still have
Z Tejas. Oh, they do?
Yes, girl. They still have it there. I mean, I've been there. But when I go to see Seth, it's in that mall. So I always go, take
me
to
Z Tejas.
Yeah. They had, that was great. I should get back to
they
the article.
They have the best food court in the universe
don't
at that
they?
Mall. Huh?
What a beautiful mall that is. Wow. Not that fashion show isn't beautiful. But, you know, ours is filled with tourists. That drives me nuts. Anyway, so here's what he says. The second thing is don't obsess over numbers. When I was a young person, I used to be worried about the P&L, the profit and loss. And then I realized that what drives the key P&L is getting the right stuff done right, the key initiatives. That's where I began to focus most of my time. So what he's saying is if you're not making a profit immediately, people think that they're going to go in business and make a profit right away. This year, I'm going to open my business, and by next year, I'll be rolling in dough. That is such a myth. People really believe that, and they open a business and think, why don't I have any business? Where is everybody? Mm-hmm. Why did they not come in my store, my shop, or call me? You know what? It's because you have to build it. it's not like you just sit there and wait for stuff to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's really important in business. You have to get out there and tell people who you are. How do they know?
Right.
Right?
Yes, your initial enthusiasm, yeah, that's great. But it's a lot of hard work.
Isn't it?
We know. We network all the
yeah.
time.
Yeah. In fact, years ago, I started a women's networking group, which we still have. Mm-hmm. I'm president for 7 years, and it's quite successful. And I started it because I didn't want to pay dues to other networking.
I know.
They were like 200 here, 300 there, 500, 700, 200, 500. I'm like, well, why is everybody charging dues? And then no one could really give me a really cool answer for that. So I stopped going to them. And I said, I'm going to start a networking group, Women Helping Women. Sorry about that, guys. But I started that 7 years ago. And it's been so successful. I've gotten a lot of business from it. I've given a lot of business to people in the group. And we don't charge 10 cents. That's it. You just come. You have lunch. And then you go
we
about your
business. We just
buy our lunch. Yeah, we just buy our lunch
once a month.
But you have to network, and that's the point I'm making for business. When you're in business, if you don't go out there and talk to people and tell them who you are and what you do, you're never going to see any business. You can't expect to just open a store and then just wait for people to walk in, especially today in this economy. You are crazy if you do that, don't you think, Linda?
Yes,
I mean, you have to be
absolutely
crazy. I think you have a better chance online than you do opening, you know, at least if you do a website and a product online and put it in a Google search, I think you have a better chance of making money that way than by actually opening a store with a physical, you know what I'm saying?
Does he have anything to say about that? Because
his advice is really good. But, you know, I don't know if you guys remember this, but a lot of these catalog companies that we've been buying from for many years, I'm sure you're familiar with some of them, right? They didn't have stores.
They don't have stores.
They just had a catalog.
And
then you called up before there was really .com addresses. And you would call 800 numbers and you say, oh, I love that lovely, comforter or, you know, pillowcases you have. Can I order that? Yes. And it would come to your door like QVC, before QVC, before HSN. I'm really dating myself. But before all
we
that.
We still use that, though.
We do. But
William
I'm just
Sonoma,
saying.
Pottery Barn.
I'm just saying, before they opened stores, they were really well established on the, you know, call-ins and catalog business and that kind of thing well before they opened stores.
Oh, right.
So they really tested the marketplace, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So,
yeah, so be
point.
Conservative, be enthusiastic, right. Work hard.
Right. Conservative is good. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, taking chances is also good, but not too big. Because in this economy, I think you have to be really careful about taking chances. Maybe, you know, 15, 20 years ago when it wasn't like this, I think you had a better chance of, you know, making it work. But now we have so much competition. It's brutal out there. And if you really don't know your business, you're going to get creamed. It's sad to say, but. Don't you think?
Yes.
I do too.
I agree.
I think you are. So let's take one more break and then we're going to close after that. We have a few more things to talk about. And we'll see in a few minutes. KLIV 1230 AM. You're listening to Home Sweet Home. Yay, Home Sweet Home with Leslie and Linda. We'll be right back.
Leslie Lovell has been designing homes here in Las Vegas for many years. Leslie can design any style, from cowboy to contemporary. She has the vision to walk into a room and see it completed immediately as an artist looks at a blank canvas and instinctively knows the results. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 Town Center Interior Design for a complimentary interior design consultation. That's Town Center Interior Design at 702-242-2395.
If you're a beginning student or if you're coming back to the piano to brush up on your skills, Linda Piana is the professional piano coach for you. If you want to play by ear or read music, whether you're a child, teen, or adult, Linda Piana will show you how to teach yourself to play.
Hi, I'm Linda Piana. I'd love to teach you the art of playing piano. All you need is a desire to play and time to practice your art. Please call me at 702-370-2377.
Learn the art of playing piano. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377.
Mm-hmm.
This is Leslie Lovell, host of Home Sweet Home. Listen to our show Wednesday mornings at 11 o'clock Las Vegas time on KLAV Talk Radio. We'll be discussing interior design, fashion, cooking, your health, travel, outdoor living, and current events. We'll be hosting live guests from local Las Vegas businesses and entertainers. It's not just coffee talk.
Welcome back to Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back on KLAV 1230 AM Talk Radio, and you're listening to Home Sweet Home with Leslie and Linda. And we happen to have a gentleman in the studio today that I ran into the other day. One of my clients introduced me to him. He was the next door neighbor, and he gave me a little tour of his lovely home. And we started to talk, and I found out that Chuck has been here in this town for longer than me, which is hard to find. More than 37 years. He's been here a long time, and he's got a lot of stories about Las Vegas. He's had an interesting career, and he was a small businessman. I guess you could call it small still, right? A small businessman. So, Chuck Lee, welcome to the show. And
thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for coming today. And I asked him if he would be a guest today. No, a guest, a member of the audience, so he could see how our show works.
But Peanut Gallery.
Yeah, in the Peanut Gallery. But, you know, he's got so much experience in Las Vegas, you know, as you know, just being here all these years. And we've seen, how many years are you here,
Chuck? Actually, from 70.
70. It's a long time. And he's seen the changes that I haven't even seen. So when we first came here, I don't think there was a Rainbow Boulevard, right? Do you remember
that?
It
was two lane, if I recall correctly.
I think so.
Right. Sahara, I believe, ended at Rainbow.
I know.
And west of there was a dirt road.
Oh, remember that?
Wow.
Jeez,
correct.
We're here forever. And I remember Marie Callender's on Sahara, like, being a big hangout.
The first home I purchased was just west of Rainbow in Charleston.
Was it?
And it was named Sproul Court. The builder
Sproul.
Was Sproul.
Right.
And I was the last house west. There was nothing west of me.
That's a little scary.
To the mountains.
Right? Remember?
Yes, I was about two blocks west of Rainbow.
Yeah. Those were the
north
good old
side
days.
Of the street, yeah.
I know. It was a little spooky back then. It was like really right. lonely here.
But it was a great town when
yes.
Moved here, there were about 90,000, 95,000
wow.
people lived here. Just
wow.
a great community.
Yeah, I know. It is a great... You know, when I first came here, my parents said they were moving here, and I went into, like... I thought I was going to have a stroke at age, like, 21. I said, what would you... Why? Because we were from Jersey in a suburb of New York City. I had no clue what they were doing. And my father said, I can't take the weather anymore. It's too much. So... They
it
settled
had a small
here.
Town atmosphere,
right?
And the people were, I think, more friendly then. To be frank about it, and
yes.
People would leave their homes unlocked, and
it's true.
You didn't have anywhere near the crime element.
You didn't.
Then you didn't have
you
that.
Really, truly didn't. And
right.
and I felt really safe here too when I lived here a long,
right.
long time ago. I did. I knew everybody. Remember when you used to walk in a restaurant and you knew everybody in there?
Right.
It's like, hi, how you doing? Hey,
I would love that.
You know, we used to really live like that here. And I always tell this story really quick that one Thanksgiving day, I went to Marie Callender's to pick up a couple of pies because at that time I didn't work. I mean, didn't work. Didn't, I did work.
I didn't cook.
But I did work. And my girlfriend said, come over to the house and all you have to do is bring dessert. And I said, okay. So I ordered the two pies, apple and pumpkin, whatever. I remember driving down Sahara Boulevard Avenue. What is it? Boulevard? Sahara. Not one car on the road but me at like 9 o'clock in the morning on Thanksgiving. And
oh
I went,
gosh.
I am right. never going to see this again. Not one car.
Right.
And it was a little spooky, like to be driving in the city alone on the road. Don't you think that's kind of spooky? I mean, you will never, ever see that again as long mm-hmm. as you live.
I remember at McCarran Airport, we used to walk out on the tarmac to get up on the plane.
Oh. Remember that?
Yes.
In the
sure,
field. You just walked
do.
Up the...
Walked out outside yep. to get on the plane.
So. I remember that. Wasn't it Southwest that did that,
And
too?
The outside, Southwest. As you walked through the terminal, then there was about 20 reserve positions for rented cars and so forth, and that was it outside. There were no big parking structures
nope.
or anything of that nature.
There really wasn't. It was a real different world here. Cool. And it's really changed a lot over the years. I think it grew really, 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 really fast.
Right.
And then now it seems like it's catching up with itself. I mean, we did, right, Chuck? We did so much building.
Well, I think the downtown area is, you know, going through a total, totally new construction phase, and it's going to be great, I believe, once it's finished.
I think it's so much better now.
Yes. You do?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
Thanks to Oscar.
Way
Cooper.
Back then, it was great because
it was.
You had
before
that
the canopy.
Was the thing you did on Saturday nights before the canopy. You're right. That was a big place to drive your car down Fremont Street.
Right.
I personally think they lost a lot when they built the canopy initially. But now they've adjusted to it, and I think Zappos is going to be a big addition.
Yeah, the shoe, isn't it a shoe?
The Butt City Hall, company.
Yeah, amazing. Wow.
Well, you know, you've heard of the Mob Museum. I didn't realize until last week, I haven't been yet, that it's housed in the old post office downtown.
Right.
What a perfect building
is it really?
For it.
Right.
One of their things that they'll tell you when you go there is that they used to have these hearings in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. The Kefauver hearings.
Yes, exactly. You know about it?
Well, I read it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All about mafia activity and all that, and now the Mob Museum is there. I think it's a great addition to downtown. And I think that it's interesting that Oscar Goodman did so much work down there. I thought it was interesting till I found out he was mayor of that downtown area, not the Strip.
That's correct.
That's correct.
I'd like to mention one thing, that when I came here in 70, I went to work for Ralph Lamb. I was one of his investigators and on the sheriff's office before we merged. And a great, great guy, great sheriff. And I talked to him about a month ago. He's the show Vegas is going to start on Tuesday nights on CBS at 10 o'clock for 1 hour. And Ralph's a consultant on the show, and it's about his life history. And for his sake, I really hope it's a hit, because he's the greatest guy in the world.
Yeah.
He was the greatest sheriff in the state, bar none.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds great.
That's going to be great for our history, though, to have that show on. I just remember when Dan Tana was on, the Dan Tana guy. Mm-hmm. He passed away, Robert Urich. He had a Vegas show, too. I used to watch that religiously. Right. I love that show. That was a good show, too. But yay for a new Vegas show, right?
Yeah. Right. People are going to find out what we're all about here.
I know.
And we are a community. We just have to seek and find the right people.
Yeah.
You know?
I would like to have Chuck on again one day to talk about some of the things. I'm going to throw some questions, and he can tell me what he wants to talk about. But he's got a really big history here with small business. He might be able to give us some pointers, too, on what he thinks would be good for Las Vegas, for a young entrepreneur starting out. Because we need to pass that on to younger people to build a career here. You know, we need to do that. And I think he'd be a great person to do that.
You
would. Yeah.
Let's do it.
That would be awesome to do a nice show with that. I think it would be a lot of fun. We're going to close pretty soon. We only have 2 minutes left. But I do want to thank everybody who listens to our show. We really get some really good feedback from emails and et cetera. A lot of you out there look forward to the information we give, local information. You look forward to the recipes, which is great. I am an interior designer. I don't talk about that as much as I should, but I own a company called Town Center Interior Design, and we do beautiful work, and you can go to our website, towncenterdesign.com, and look at all the things I've done. Most of it has been local, even though I have done the Governor's Mansion in Maryland and Citibank Nevada for Citibank out of South Dakota at the time. But most of it is local work that I've worked for a lot of wonderful people here, a lot of sports figures, and done NFL players, NBA players.
She has unbelievable taste. Wonderful.
Thank you. And I just love what I do, and it shows. You know, you have people that really love their job, really are sincere about it. I love what I do.
I saw what you're doing in my neighbor's place.
Yeah.
And that's going to be great.
Thank you. It's going to be beautiful.
I saw it firsthand.
Yeah, because a lot of renovations going on right now, as you know, Chuck. There's just so much. In fact, Marilyn and Chris, I did help them with their renovation, which turned out beautiful.
Oh, great.
Mid-century modern in the old, what's that area called? Not Scotch 80s. It's called, isn't there?
Uh-huh.
Is it? Is that
beautiful.
Scotch 80s over there?
No.
No, it's Alta Drive. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure. Anyway, we're going to close the show today. I want to thank Chuck Lee. I want to thank Linda. I want to thank Marilyn Chris coming in and listening to the show. I want to thank Sue, our soundboard. And we'll see you next week, Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Coast time. Home Sweet Home Show, KLIV, 1230 a.m. on your dial. So have a great week. Stay dry. I hope you don't get too wet with any more rain this week.
Mm-hmm. Listen in and call us.
Yay, call in. Okay, have a great week. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Home sweet home, nothing better than home sweet home. Can't wait to get home sweet home. Where friends stop to chat when they see you're welcome.